This recording, Connecticut 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Laguna Beach, California, in 1992, and my family moved when I was about a year old to Stratford, Connecticut, and I stayed there until I was about 5 years old, and then I moved to Trumbull, which I have stayed in since then. And my mother grew up in Bridgeport, which is right underneath Trumbull, her entire life, and she moved to San Francisco, I think in her late 20s, and met my father, who had grown up in Orinda, California, which is about 20-25 minutes east of San Francisco. So they met there, and they got married in 87, and moved to Connecticut with me in 1993 to be with my mother's family, and they're all Portuguese, and they're all from Connecticut. So, there's some regional dialect here that I've noticed that's different from other places, because I have, my boyfriend's from Rockford, Illinois, and I have a bunch of friends that go to my university that come from different states, like in the Midwest or on the West Coast. I've noticed that we have certain phrases, like if you're at a restaurant and the waiter asks if you need anything else and you say, "I'm all set." I noticed that if I've traveled to a sort of southern state or something, or the Midwest, they don't understand "all set." They don't really know what it means. And I've also noticed different things like bureau for like a dresser, and pocketbook for a purse, cruller is a donut, frappe is a milkshake. So, also mischief night. I've noticed that mischief night seems to be something that's really unique term to our area, which is the night before Halloween when people do things like toilet papering a house. And there's something I also noticed about the Connecticut accent, is that it does seem kind of like a slight version of a New York accent. And I've noticed my friends from New York have a stronger difference between the words caught and caught. Like, there's a little bit of a dip in the word caught, but in New York it's like caught, so it's very much stronger. But I've noticed that Connecticut seems to be kind of a lighter version of that.